Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Are you feeling betrayed by people in your life? I think many of us are these days as we wade through all of the information and misinformation and disinformation that is out in the world, particularly in the news regarding so many different issues. You know, there are people, for myself, I speak for myself, that I have known for many, many years who I thought I could count on, and I'm finding out that we think very differently, and that's okay. But what's not okay is that I'm finding that it's causing these people to step away from me and in some cases betray me. We're going to be talking about betrayal today on Simply Holy, the podcast for people who want to grow in holiness by living a simple everyday spirituality. I'm Marge Steinhag Fennellan, and I'm finding this topic of betrayal to be a more and more pressing issue. But I'm here not to bring you down, but to lift you up, because I've got some great advice for you in how to deal with this feeling of betrayal. So for my own life, I can give you an example. I have some people in my life who I thought were in the same boat, so to speak, faith-wise, and that we shared the same convictions and desires for our church, our world, our country. And suddenly, without any intent on probably either of our parts, we're at opposition. We're in opposition to each other. And it's not just a differing of opinion. It gets to the point of hostility. And I know I'm not alone. And I imagine that you have had this happen at least a few times over the course of the last year. You may be finding it happening more and more frequently, as a matter of fact, as we move forward. We have important issues going on in our country. We have political figures who are openly and, I would say, forcefully promoting the travesty of abortion, and not just abortion, but many, many gruesome procedures that accompany that. Some don't see that the way I do. And I am willing to accept that. I'm willing to accept that there's a differing in opinion. What I'm finding harder to accept is an automatic hostility toward me because of my beliefs. This troubles me. This troubles me greatly. Because once we start immediately fostering hostility between differing opinions, this automatically divides people. It divides people within our church, within our country. It's an automatic division, when we put up this wall of hostility between ourselves and someone with whom we differ. I happen to differ with a lot of people regarding the medical interventions that are taking place regarding the pandemic. And I am willing to listen to someone else's viewpoint, and I'm willing to accept the fact that they hold that conviction very tightly, and that probably there's nothing I can do to either change their minds or help them to see things from my perspective so that we can at least agree to disagree. No, there's this hostility immediately that pits people against each other. And I would dare say a lot of this is fueled intentionally by our social media and mainstream media outlets. That's another podcast. That's a whole nother podcast, and I won't get into that today. But the point is this, that so many of us are feeling the rug being pulled out from under us in the sense of our relationships, maybe friendships, acquaintances, at our workplaces. I've heard again and again and again, story after story, of people who are facing ridicule and hostility in their workplaces because they choose to approach things differently. They choose to approach the medical interventions of the pandemic differently. They choose to approach what our government is doing differently, and they face ridicule and division, hostility, and even betrayal. It's set up now where we're encouraged to use a term from my childhood, squeal on each other if we don't think like someone else thinks we should. And this is not a good thing. We are free individuals according to God's will. And therefore, we can't, shouldn't be forced to think one way or another, or to comply with one or another behavior, with the exception of God's commandments, of course, with the exceptions of the teachings of the church. That's very different. I'm talking about in the everyday sphere in terms of medical and political, social sphere around us. Now, what do you do with this? What do you do with this? What do you do with the folks who really are hostile towards you? They want to make your life miserable. I've got a few of those. I've got a few folks in my life who they just don't want anything to do with me, or they try to embarrass or belittle me. What do you do with that? Well, the first thing, it's so very important to realize that this really isn't a reflection on you. This is a reflection on the other person. If they are fostering hostility, if they are treating you uncharitably, this is their problem in the respect that let them be the ones to foster that hostility. Don't let it touch your heart. Put up your shield, your armor of Christ, and deflect it. Christ, our Lord, He doesn't want you. He doesn't want you to become hostile. He wants you to understand and speak the truth. And this is how we overcome this hostility and betrayal. By making sure we educate ourselves, that we know the true teachings of the church, that we know the truth about the medical interventions taking place, to be well educated and to live and walk in the truth of Christ. If we do that, then no betrayal can really affect us. And I understand that it hurts. You know, I'm not making light of this in any possible way. It really hurts when a good friend turns on you. I know this. When a family member turns on you, it hurts. It hurts deeply. I know that pain. But this very pain, this is, we can offer this to our Lord and unite it with his sacrifice on the cross and turn it into something good. Because our world desperately needs heroic Christians who will offer themselves to offer their sacrifices and their prayers for the conversion of sinners, for the conversion of the hard-hearted. So when someone has betrayed you, in truth, you probably can't do anything about it. Most likely, there's nothing you can do unless that person opens him or herself to Christ and undergoes a conversion of heart. So let it go. Let it go. Hard as it is, let it go. Because I will tell you that God knows your heart. Jesus knows your heart. His mother, your mother, Mary, knows your heart. They know your pain. They know everything you've been through. In fact, they know you better than you know yourself. So turn it all over to them. Let them help you carry the burden of that betrayal. Let them help you carry that pain. And talk to them about it. Open your heart to the Blessed Mother and talk to her. And if you have a hard time with your relationship with Mary, which so many people do, then go to our Lord and ask him to please introduce his mother to you. It works. Trust me. I've done this with so many people I mentor, so many people I've spoken to during conferences and other public appearances. So ask Jesus. Say, Jesus, I want to get to know your mother better. Because no one loves Mary more than Jesus did. And we must never be afraid of loving Mary too much because Jesus wants us to love her as much as he did. So unload on them. Tell them everything about how you're feeling. You know, even though they already know what happened, it might make you feel better to relate the incident to them because it feels better. It feels better to share pain, especially with someone who is truly listening and truly cares about you. So unload that. Unload. And remember another thing about betrayal. Remember that at the end of our lives, we all face our judgment day. God knows all. He sees all. He is the all-powerful. So he will handle whatever it is that person has done to you. He will handle that person's attitude. He will handle that person's soul. That's his. That's his call to make. What happens to that person? Not yours. Even though, and I've had this, where you just wish that you could dictate what would happen to someone to get them to change their mind or to make them pay for what they've done to you. But that's revenge and that's sinful. Let God handle it. He knows how, and he's already got it. He already knows what he's going to do with that person. So you don't have to worry about it anymore. Go your way. Do the best you can. Carry on your life in the way that you know follows Jesus' truth. And I want to refer you to Psalm 55. Now, it's a long one, but it's all about betrayal. And this is my go-to. When I'm really riled up over the way someone has treated me or betrayed me, and I'm finding this more and more, like I said, in these present times where suddenly I'm under attack for something I've said, posted, or didn't say, and I have no idea, I didn't even know it was coming at me, and boom, suddenly I'm under attack, or suddenly someone cuts off a relationship. Well, here, let me find that There's one verse from Psalm 55 that I do want to give you right now, but then I encourage you, go back and find it. So here it is. But I call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I utter my complaint and moan, and he will hear my voice. He will redeem me unharmed from the battle that I wage. For many are arrayed against me. God, who is enthroned from of old, will hear and will humble them, because they do not change and do not fear God. That's the trick. That's the key. God will humble them. You don't have to worry about it. God will humble them. Know the truth. Learn the truth. Constantly be on the lookout to be well informed. And you will have nothing else to worry about. You'll be able to go on your way lighthearted because you know God is taking care of everything. All you need to do is take care of yourself and those for whom you are responsible. That's all you need to do. And don't ever give up hope, because we have such great reason for hope. I'm so glad you joined me today. If you'd like to know more about me, book me for a speaking engagement, look up my books or the gifts that I have for sale on my website, go to margefenelon.com. That's margefenelon.com. My blog is there as well. Other podcasts, I would love for you to stop in, look around my website, get to know me, and let me get to know you. There's a contact me form on my website. I would love to hear about you. Furthermore, another thing I'd like to mention that I think is vital in this day and age, on my website, you will find a place to submit your prayer requests. And I promise you that I really do pray every single day for all of the intentions that are sent to me on that prayer request form. I'd be happy to pray for you. We all need someone to pray for us. So I pray for you, and I ask you to pray for me. God bless you. Until next time.